WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake says he'll vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh unless something big changes. He was one of a handful of senators who hadn't said how he would vote on Kavanaugh, saying it was a hard decision to make. Flake predicted that Kavanaugh will be confirmed when the Senate votes Saturday. The chamber voted 51-49 to move forward with Trump's nominee. Plumbers are facing a disgusting new problem in some Jersey sewer lines called a fatberg. Paul Giglio of Pipeworks Home Services says fatbergs are blobs of baby wipes, dental floss, feminine products, human waste, and cooking grease that become concealed and clogged pipes, causing a backflow of contaminated water to shoot up into your sink or toilet.
When it does happen, it's like devastation, you know? Nobody should ever have to go through it.
He adds fatbergs are rare, but anything that comes in contact with them must be thrown out because the stench is so horrible. The brother of Jersey Shore reality TV star Michael the Situation Sorrentino has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for tax fraud. Mark and Michael were both charged in 2014 with multiple tax offenses related to nearly $9 million in income. Prosecutors are seeking 14 months in prison for the situation. A Jersey man caught up in a statewide child pornography sweep that nabbed dozens of offenders is now headed to prison for 5 years. 32-year-old Zachary Brower of Lincoln Park downloaded more than 100 child porn files, including 20 hours of video from a shared folder on a computer at his home. October 6th is Knockout Opioid Abuse Day in New Jersey. Angela Valente, executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, says volunteers plan to visit neighbors and medical communities, sharing messages about the links between prescribed opiates and heroin abuse.
Fentanyl has been included in the distribution of many of the illicit heroin distributions that take place throughout the state. And fentanyl is a drug that is 50 times more potent than heroin.
Last year, there were 5,000 volunteers. This year, Valente expects 10,000 people to help spread messages of how overdose deaths and addiction are ravaging New Jersey. Another odd sighting on a New Jersey transit train. Remember the guy caught shaving a few weeks back on one of the trains? Well, now another man was seen softening his feet. Witnesses say it happened on a North Jersey coastline train between Rahway and Long Branch Wednesday afternoon. A woman heard this high-pitched vibrating sound, and when she looked, she saw a man with an electric tool sloughing off the calluses on the bottom of his feet. She took some pics and video and posted them on Facebook.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zaro. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy.
Welcome to the weekend. I'm Bob Williams from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zaro. Bob, here we go. First weekend of October.
It's been feeling like the late part of summer all week.
That's
now,
right.
Now finally a break, right?
Can't complain too much. I mean, it's been pleasant summer weather. Now it's feeling like fall for the next couple of days. So your forecast for the weekend, I think, has a little something for everybody. We start off on the cool side for Saturday. Lower 70s for high temperatures. That's it. We'll see some sun and some clouds. Clouds may linger a little bit through the first part of the day. I have a sense that Sunday is going to be the nicer and certainly the warmer day of the weekend. Highs into the lower 80s with partly sunny skies. And, you know, the second week of October is looking pretty warm, too. We're going to keep the 80-degree temperatures going for Columbus Day. But it's a pretty dry forecast. You know, there could be a shower around Columbus Day afternoon, but that's about it, which is great news because, obviously, there's a lot going on this weekend. We're in festival season, and there's tons of Columbus Day fairs and parades going on,
yep,
right?
Nice three-day weekend for a lot of us. The Asbury Park Zombie Walk is happening tomorrow. That's Saturday, starting at 11 a.m. all day long at Asbury Park. Columbus Day parades at Nutley Belleville on Sunday at noon. Let's not forget about the Jersey City Parade on Saturday at 1 o'clock. East Hanover Parade on Monday at 2 o'clock. And the Ocean County Italian American Festival is set for this weekend, and the parade will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Pedestrians may not be paying attention, so you got to be very careful driving around because people have a tendency to make sudden stops and pedestrians walk right in front of you and some motorists even make a right-hand turn as soon as they see our yard sale or festival.
There you go. Yeah, got to be super careful. Other things going on this weekend?
Yep, Rutgers has got another home game on Saturday at noon at the stadium in Piscataway. Illinois will be there. Big Yellow Van will be there pregame. And the JETS, Jets are home against the Broncos on Sunday, 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium.
Probably ready to lose once again. Just my personal prediction, right? So be extra careful out there and have some fun. Enjoy the nice fall-like weather or summer-like weather, whichever it may be. Thanks for joining us. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Bob Williams here. We'll see you next week. Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win 2 tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on.